At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Well, now it's time for our regular sustainability item. I'm joined by Joe Lennon, climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland. Joe, good morning.
Morning, Pat.
Back to school time, end of the summer, time for a bit of a clear out.
Yeah, I think a lot of people will be feeling that now. You know, the summer, it's feeling very autumnal this week. The kids are going back to school. I think a lot of people will feel the urge to clear out the cupboards and start doing a bit of a nesting into this new season. So what to do with all that stuff is the question.
Now, you have a few kind of general rules. Manage it responsibly. So that means anything that has a value should not be into landfill.
Absolutely. And you know what? It's amazing. Pretty much everything can be rehomed, you know, and I even unusual things like food, clothes, bulky items, everything can find a home unless it's really, really at the end of its life cycle. But most things can find a home. And even if they are at the end of their life cycle, they need to be recycled properly. So, you know, just really rethinking instead of putting something straight into your black bin. Where can it go on to next? How can it extend its life?
Okay, now, often people only come to this process when they have to move house and they realise the amount of stuff they've accumulated. I met a man the other day who was filling a skip with stuff from his house, and he showed me stuff that was still in packets, never used.
Oh, and you know what? I talked to a great group of girls. They run a company called Assorted Affair, and they'll basically come into your house and they'll declutter and organise it for you. And that's what they tell me. They say the amount of people who have stuff in packets, who have the same pair of jeans that have never been worn. So I think there's definitely a mindset issue as well, where we just do accumulate stuff. The more space you have, the more stuff you accumulate. So it's about getting into that mindset of, you know, I always call it a stock take. This a couple of times a year, go through your house, see what you have, stop repurchasing things. And then when you do need to rehome it, do it responsibly.
Yeah, because the number of times you end up going out to buy something that you need, you know, where is that 13 amp fuse? This would be me. I know I have some somewhere. Yes. Can't find it because it's so cluttered. So therefore, yes, I go out and buy more 13 amp fuses.
Yes, and that'll be one of the girls' tips, is everything should have a place. So you should have a place for your batteries, a place for your fuses. I don't know what you do with those, but you should have a place that you know where they are. And then if that space is empty, then you buy new.
Now, while we're in that arena, small electronics, there is a proper way to get rid of them.
There is, and it's a massive issue in Ireland. We've gotten fantastic at recycling our bigger appliances because a lot of the stores, but if you're buying a new fridge or a washing machine, they'll take it for you. But we have a big issue with the smaller items, and a lot of people don't make that connection. You know, anything that has a battery or a fuse or a plug is a small electronic. That could be your fairy lights. You know, that could be a small toy that your kid has. They can all be recycled, and they contain really precious and valuable metals that we need. So it's a case of going to your local authority and recycling them, especially when it comes to batteries as well. You know, we Ireland do a fantastic initiative every single year. It should be starting soon, where they encourage schools to recycle as many AA batteries as they can. In 2022, they saved 2 million from landfill, and all of that money generated goes to the Laura Lynn Foundation, which is fantastic. So it's again about diverting stuff. You know, people mindlessly just put batteries and small electronics into your black bin. They need to be recycled properly.
Now, toys, sometimes they have been used to destruction by the children.
Yes.
But if they're not, what then?
Yes, if they're not, and you know, again, great stats about this, especially in the run-up to Christmas, about 9 million toys will be thrown away in the UK alone. And these are toys that are perfectly good and could go to different homes. So again, think of that, you know, can you donate it to a local charity? There's great charities in Ireland, including Bernardo's, that love to receive kids' toys. You know, Let's Help directprovision.ie, they're always looking for items. And then also, you know, difficult things that people will often say to me is, you know, I have like a baby car seat that was never used, or I have stuff that I use for my newborn that is perfect that I just don't know what to do with. You can donate those or resell them if you want to make a few quid on Irish sites like lovelythings.ie. So get in touch with the charities, look for ways to get rid of them, especially toys. There's so many families around the country that would love to receive toys that haven't been used.
Now, one of the things that happens not just in September, but every day probably, waste food.
such a massive issue. Irish households are still throwing away about €700 worth of food every single year. And, you know, we're still in a cost of living crisis. So a lot, for a lot of people, that's a lot of money. So first of all, again, just doing that quick check in the fridge. Are you buying something that you already have or that's in the pantry? But then, you know, it is one of those things. If you have something, canned foods or other foods, and you think, or you've had a party and you think, there's loads of, you know, food left here. What do I do with it? There's a couple of things. First of all, I would encourage everyone to join their local FreeCycle group. If people don't know what that is, it's basically these local groups that have been created on Facebook. So you do need to have a Facebook account, but you can apply to join. And there's some very nice loose rules, which is that you're respectful in the group, that you don't hog all the free things, and that you just make sure that if you're donating something, there's no charge. But you can, you know, put up on that group, you know, I have, you know, 6 bars of chocolate that are left over, would anyone like them? And people can just swap them. And it's okay. A great way for difficult things like that. There's also a great app called Olio, O-L-I-O, where you can log on and donate food to people in your local area as well.
Fast fashion or even solid fashion that you no longer want.
Yes. So if you want to make some money off it, get on to Depop. And actually Unpost have launched a great new initiative where they have a set a price on these boxes. So if you're someone who wants to get into kind of selling on Depop as a little side hustle, you can pay for these prepaid boxes, and it makes it very simple and very cost effective to sell those things, which is fantastic. So if you want to make money, Depop, Vestiaire Collective. If you want to donate, obviously there's, you know, so many charities all over the country. What I would say is, please do not bring stuff that is wazzed, as my mum would say in Cork, to the charity shops, because they have to go through that. Please only bring good quality stuff. If things are really at the end of their life cycle, especially things like runners and shoes, bring them to those orange deposit boxes in your local authority where the stuff can be recycled.
And they also like your shoes to be tied together, you know, if you have two shoes.
Absolutely, make life easy for them. Exactly. So, but then, you know, there's if you have more designer stuff, which a lot of people in Ireland do, and you're thinking, God, I got this as a gift, or it was a lot of money, and I don't know what to do with it. There's a great drive happening this September between Vision Ireland and Happy Days, which is a rental, a gorgeous rental shop out on the south side of Dublin, and they're looking for people to donate those things for charity. You can post them, drop them off, or Vision Ireland will actually collect them for you.
Now, homewares.
Yes.
You know, lots of stuff that you would never use again, but you're still in your cupboard. What then?
Well, again, FreeCycle groups, there's always people on FreeCycle groups. You'll see them saying, look, I've just moved into a new house. I don't have any money, or I'm moving apartment and I really need some items. Can anyone help? So donate them, you know, pass them on to people if you have extra. If you want to, again, make money, you can go on to websites like Dundeal. I have a resale platform that's completely free to use called Gaff Shop. Again, just trying to encourage circularity.
That's G-A-F-F.
G-A-F-F, yes. And that's free for people to use. And again, it's about encouraging people that secondhand is not second best. And if you do have extra, why not share and spread the love? Really important.
Furniture,
so bulky items. Again, Vision Ireland are always looking for things. And what's great about Vision Ireland is they'll actually collect those bulky items for you. Now, only in specific areas, you'll have to go onto their website. But there are other charities, you know, Oxfam do great furniture resale. Age Action are always looking for things, and they've got warehouses all over the country where you can then go and buy things very cheaply. So just making sure that you
now some things like mattresses. Sorry, people don't want secondhand mattresses, but duvets. You know, a dog charity might want a duvet.
Yes, and Dogs Trust and other animal charities are always looking for duvets and old bedding. They need that obviously for the animals that they're taking care of. So again, if you're just thinking, what will I do with this stuff? Call up a local dog or animal rescue and see if they want them, and just make sure that it's passed on to someone who'll use it.
Jo, thank you very much. Time to declutter. That's the message from Jo Lennon, who's climate editor with the Sunday Times Ireland.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.